Despite persistently low energy prices and economic weakness abroad, Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the U.S. economy has been resilient in the face of shocks.
However, global economic and financial developments continue to pose risks. Against this backdrop, the committee judged it prudent to maintain the current policy stance at today's meeting.
Which means interest rates will remain unchanged at historic lows for now. The U.S. outlook remains largely unchanged since December, when the central bank raised rates for the first time in more than 6 years. But with a healthy job market and inflation inching closer to the Fed's 2% goal, some say the Fed missed an opportunity to normalize U.S. monetary policy. On Skype, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst, Greg McBride.
When you look at the fundamentals of the U.S. economy, it is inconsistent with the current ultra-low level of interest rates that we have right now.
McBride says higher rates would have given the Fed more effective policy tools in the event of a sudden downturn. But speaking to VOA on Skype, economist Ryan Sweet at Moody's Analytics says raising rates too soon would have added to the turmoil in financial markets.
You know, the Fed really doesn't want to add additional volatility to equity markets and broader financial market conditions by increasing interest rates in March. I think the next likely time they'll move is June.
That's good news on Wall Street, where major indexes rose sharply on Wednesday. Investors and consumers have benefited from lower borrowing costs, which helped stimulate economic growth and employment during the recession. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.